For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. Ovarian cancer has become a serious health concern, and a free ovarian cancer awareness seminar will be held in Bowling Green on September 15th. Dan Modlin talks with Dr. Daniel Metzinger of the James Graham Brown Cancer Center, who will be one of the featured speakers at the seminar.
Dr. Metzinger, the general public may not have heard as much discussion about ovarian cancer as some other forms of the disease. How widespread is ovarian cancer?
Ovarian cancer affects a relatively small amount of women a year, although it's a very deadly cancer. So although it's the second most common gynecologic cancer behind endometrial cancer, or uterine cancer, it is the most deadly. And it's the most deadly because it is typically found in the vast majority of women in later stages.
And so obviously early detection is very important with this.
Absolutely.
What are some ways that detection might be improved so that maybe more people who have this disease would be aware of it sooner?
Well, that's been the conundrum with ovarian cancer. It's a relatively quick-acting cancer. The ovaries are floating around in the abdominal cavity, have a lot of space to grow, and the cancer typically develops on the surface of the ovary. Little cells are flicked off into the abdominal cavity, and they'll float around and land somewhere and develop a little colony. And that colony will grow and flick off cells, so you get almost a studding of the abdominal cavity. We've never found a pre-malignant condition in cancer of the ovary, so it doesn't appear that it's a slowly progressing kind of disease that you find in things like cervix cancer, endometrial cancer, colon cancers, breast cancer. So it's kind of an all or none. It's a benign ovary or it's a malignant ovary.
And why is it this type of cancer in particular can be difficult to detect in its early stages?
The location of the ovaries being in the female pelvis, which can hold a lot of, you know, hold a pregnancy, it's hard to know that you have something going on in your pelvis when it's early stage. The University of Kentucky has one of the largest screening programs in the world, and they've spent millions of dollars trying to do screening tests, which include lab tests and ultrasounds, to be able to pick up ovarian cancer in an early stage, and they've never really been successful at doing it. And it's kind of the nature of the disease. It's a very quick-acting disease. It starts small and rapidly grows and spreads. Now, the things they tell you to look for, like bloating and distension and difficulty eating, the problem with those symptoms are late-stage symptoms. So when that's what you're looking for, it's out of the cancer's out of the barn. So we have to develop strategies that are different than we have to do with other cancers. If you think of other cancers like cervix cancer, you have a pap smear, colon cancer, you have a colonoscopy, breast cancer, you have a mammogram, and so on. I don't think we're going to develop something like that. We have to develop something that's going to predict which women are going to get ovarian cancer.
Dr. Daniel Metzinger is with the James Graham Brown Cancer Center in Louisville. He will be among the featured speakers September 15th at a free ovarian cancer awareness seminar to be held in Bowling Green. That meeting on September 15th will be held at the Christ Episcopal Church. That meeting will be free and open to the public. If you'd like more information about that ovarian cancer awareness seminar, you can go online to OCAS at insightbb.com. That's OCAS at insightbb.com. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.